A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan, 75 degrees, KSL's top story. The Davis School District is pulling the Bible from elementary and junior high schools over a complaint that includes graphic content. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the story.
This complaint first came in December, and it specifically called out Utah's new law that set up a review process for school districts to go through. That's if someone complains that a book has sensitive content. So that's the process the Davis School District went through. And their committee decided that the Bible is only appropriate for high school age students because of vulgarity and violence.
I think it's a message that somebody filed this with the school district, somebody who, a parent who's upset about the removal of some book that they thought should have been kept there, said, okay, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis also says Utah legislators will have to take a look at the law because nobody intended for this to happen. There's also an appeal in the Davis School District to this ruling, which is getting a full review by the district's committee. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
One of the co-sponsors of the law that allowed for this challenge to the Bible says he was surprised to hear about its removal from some library shelves.
The intent of the law is clearly to have a method of removing books with clearly explicit, like X-rated type scenes.
Senator Todd Weiler went on to say the word begat isn't what he would consider X-rated. But he also said if removing the Bible is the cost we have to pay to have a means to remove truly offensive content from school libraries, then that's a small price to pay. KSL News Time 602. Attorneys are asking for a hold on Utah's age verification law for porn sites. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
The Free Speech Coalition claims the law violates the First Amendment rights of adult entertainers and violates privacy rights for website visitors. They're asking for a hold on the law less than a month after filing their initial lawsuit, arguing that parental control and filtering software can protect children more effectively than age verification would.
If the hold is granted, age verification would not be in place while the lawsuit goes through the courts. KSL News Time 602. Our top national story, the debt limit deal is on its way to the Senate after passing the House with just 4 days left till the government runs out of cash, but it could face some hurdles from both sides of the aisle in the Senate. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze at the White House with more.
The White House has said that not everyone got what they wanted in this agreement, but the message that we are hearing both from the president and from Speaker McCarthy today is that getting this done is a victory and that it would prevent that really catastrophic scenario of the U.S. being unable to pay its bills as soon as Monday.
All four of Utah's congressmen voted for the bill. Senator Mike Lee says he's going to vote no. Senator Mitt Romney will vote yes. Utah business leaders are celebrating the passage of the debt ceiling bill in the House. Salt Lake Chamber President and CEO Derek Miller put out a statement urging the Senate to follow suit. He says the chamber applauds Utah's representatives, all four of whom voted in favor. The statement also encouraged more bipartisan cooperation from Washington. Former President Trump was throwing more jabs at Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today. This was at a campaign event in Iowa. Mr. Trump saying that DeSantis' reluctance to answer questions from voters is interesting. After a campaign stop in New Hampshire, he blasted an AP reporter for asking why he doesn't.
When we're finished, we'll take a couple of questions and we'll do that. And because I see these politicians, they all don't want to take questions. You know, they walk in, they read a speech. See, here's my speech that I'm supposed to be reading, right?
The former president's in the midst of visiting several campaign locations over the next few days. Could all news stories soon disappear from Facebook and from Google and Microsoft sites? may be as a result of a new bill being debated amongst California lawmakers.
The bill would require big social media companies like Facebook to pay news outlets a usage fee to post their stories rather than the sites aggregating stories and pushing out news stories without paying to post them as they do now. John Wibby is an associate professor at Northeastern University.
I don't think this will ultimately save the news industry, quote unquote, but I do think it could be a reliable, you know, sort of news revenue stream.
Meta, the owner of Facebook, says if the bill passes, it will be forced to remove all news from Facebook and Instagram, which it did for a while in Australia when a similar law was passed there. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Utah blew away the record for skier visits in the season that just ended. Ski Utah says they were up 22% over the previous record set just last year. Record snowfall contributed to the huge number of skier days. The industry brought in more than $2.5 billion in total revenue during the season. KSL News Time, 6:05.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.